You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Yes. Oh, God. I'm going to keep that. I've already had to restart a couple of times, and I think it's appropriate in these times to begin with a cough. That way you're all worried, even though really what just happened is I tried to breathe coffee instead of drink it, and that didn't work out so well for me. But I don't know. Maybe I'll give it another shot. I can't believe I'm in my 40s, and I've forgotten how to consume liquid. It's sad. It's very sad. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin. I can't consume liquids without a little bit of an issue, I guess. I don't know. This is episode 94. We're starting off well. It's April 15th, and I'm guessing on this day, many of you who have direct deposit received your stimulus package or whatever. You're here just to... This'll put a Band-Aid on that wound, kind of a deal. It's still, regardless of your opinion of the $1,200 check, it at least makes me not worry for a little bit. I can at least sit there and go, all right, back to my Xbox. Like I can, you know, I know that some things are going to be taken care of in the short term. Long term, boy, my taxes are going to be fucked next year. And that's fine. We'll see if we make it. I do want to mention something, because, you know, I love, I'm going to do nothing but talk shit this episode. So if you're looking for nothing but optimism, you probably shouldn't be following this podcast, unless you like a nice mixture of, I like 10% optimism, 70% realist, and then 20% just pure pessimism. I don't know. Who knows why you follow? I'm glad my core audience is with me every week, and I appreciate the shit out of you guys. I really do. I'm like, not that numbers are that important, but it's just consistently the same following every week. And it's, I love you guys, you unnamed faces, you. But I am going to talk some shit. Just briefly, I have a couple of things I wanted to talk shit about, and then I'll go. I knew I was about to start the podcast like I have, several times before, saying this is going to be a short one, and then that one, and then it ends up being the longest one that I've made in weeks. It always happens that way. So I don't know if this is going to be a short one or not, but because I don't have anything on the docket to discuss other than talking some shit about a few things. Because the deal is that I've been to pass time, to get out of the apartment, to keep from being restless. I do runs for Postmates on my scooter. And I do clarify, this is a motorized scooter with a 50cc two-stroke engine, not a wee scooter that I stand and, zoom around like a douchebag. I'm a sitting douchebag, not a standing douchebag. So I've had to deal with people, and for the most part, restaurants are, who are doing takeout. For the most part, have been fine. You just kind of go in. They have a process down. They're like, oh, you're picking up. All right, it's this one right here. All right, see ya, kind of a deal. Some are more curt than others, and that's fine. But sometimes I've been dealing with it just... There's shitty people that are working. There are shitty essential workers. So I know we like to throw around the term hero a lot. It's what we do. Everyone's very brave. Everyone's a hero. We just love to, you know, it's brave. But really what it is a lot of people have a job and they didn't lose it. So they're continuing to work. And it's not because they're kind of in a position that they feel like, well, this is all I can do. We'll see what happens. Now, does that make them a hero? I don't know. You can decide that on your own. I just want you to know that if you consider people who are risking their health to get you your goddamn burrito, and you consider them heroes, just understand this. Some heroes are lazy assholes. This is just a fact of life. So, you know, you can call them what you want. Just realize that some of those heroes that you admire are just douchebags. They're just shit. And they'll make you wait. They've got, you know, they're not busy. This is the slowest they've been. I don't know how they're still working, but this is the slowest they've been. And you're waiting to deliver, like, you know, I'm waiting for a wrap. And that's a wrap, that's WRAP. You know, from a place. And it takes them 20 minutes? Are you out of your goddamn mind? 20 minutes. There's nobody else. I'm not in line. There's not, you know, you're not slammed. I can see you. You Greek prick. Like, just realize the fact of life is just because somebody has a job doesn't mean that they're not an asshole, because they are. So, I mean, I appreciate and man, hats off to the college student who wanted that rap and who tipped me, even though it took for fucking ever for me to deliver it. Because, man, God, those guys sucked. And I saw, like, and I dealt with a couple of really exhausted young women who were working at this Chipotle, speaking of, you know, getting you your goddamn burrito, but then they were just exhausted. They were not happy because they were doing all these different, you know, new procedures. You know, you're changing out the gloves, you're doing this, you can't tell, you know, everybody's got to step back and doing all this stuff. And I was looking at it and I was thinking about, man, this is all this extra stuff they need to do to be, you know, for precautions and stuff. But I was watching them and I was thinking to myself, you know, all these things that we're doing now in the food service industry, we probably should have been doing this whole time. If you really think about it, all this stuff like, hey, we don't want to spread, possibly spread a virus. You probably don't want to spread anything. Like at no point should we go, well, we've got this virus under control. Let's go back to easily spreading bacteria from person to person, germs. We probably should keep our processes in place. Like all this stuff, like washing, just the idea of washing your hands, like a lot of this stuff that we're doing, we probably should have been doing anyway. And it's just, it's weird, man. But other than that, I've discovered that the real money with the delivering is not food. And it's certainly not Walgreens, by the way. There's sometimes I won't take another order I won't deliver another thing from a drugstore. It's weird because I've had CVS come up and I've had Walgreens come up, and every time that I've delivered from a drugstore, it's more risk. It takes longer because you have to shop for these assholes. And then none of them tip. It's the weirdest fucking thing. You're bringing the medicine and they don't tip you on medicine? That's fucking crazy. But you know who tips the best? Deliveries from liquor stores. Holy shit, those people are happy to see you. And it's great because I'm an enabler. So it's, you know, I'm delivering something that I know they need. I just delivered like the largest liquor bottle you've ever seen full of Everclear today to a guy that I just pictured in my head. I'm like, this guy's, I mean, this much Everclear? Like, are you like removing paint? And you ran out of dirt. Like I didn't know what was going on, but I delivered. The guy looked normal. I'm like going, man, this is a guy who just likes to get fucked. But totally happy. Tip me well. Like, so if I could just deliver booze, that'd be great. Like I just, you know, all your, you know, whatever with your sandwich. If you're getting a bottle of liquor, I got you, bro. I totally got you. All right, shit talking, part 2 of 3. Just wanted to say that I understand that people's perspectives, everybody's got different perspectives. They're different places in their lives. They don't, they have different motivations. What's important to them is different. Some people value career and money more than I do. What drives them, they have different goals. I understand. And I understand that they, people work at different paces. There are going to be some people that, you know, who love to move at a much faster speed than me. They're really, you know, they've got a corporate ladder they're trying to climb. They're boom, boom, boom. They got to go. You got to go. It's time. This is like, you got to make moves. You got to close deals. I understand that. I understand that not everybody is going to be into the whole kind of, you know, in the moment and yeah, zen bullshit, all that. Like, I get it. But that being said, considering what's going on today in the world, considering what it's been like for the past month, and what's going on outside of where you live, on the streets, in traffic and everything. And the fact that most people work from home or are supposed to. Considering all of that, I have one question. Why the fuck are you in a hurry? Now, like, why are you driving like this? Now, and that's not a metaphor. I mean, literally, why are you literally speeding in a street where there is no traffic? Why are you in a hurry now? Do you have to just get home so you can sit and watch Hulu? I mean, is that, you know, I gotta get to my house so I can sit there with all the toilet paper that I'm hoarding. Like, I don't understand why you're rushing now. Not you, guys. I mean, the people I'm talking to definitely aren't listening, but I just don't understand. I don't get it. I have been out there, and that's the thing. That's what I like about delivering on a scooter now. And if you know, I don't know if you do, by the way, if you do a Google search on Rough House, all one word, sport. Rough House Sport, you'll pull up the type of scooter that I've got. And it's basically looks like, oh, RoboCop bought this for his son. That's what it looks like. So I like driving around on a glorified, you know, a wannabe, dirt bike, you know, moped, but, it's easy because there's not a whole lot of traffic, but there's some people that are just, you know, reckless, like still just hurt. You know, I gotta get to HEB now, you know, and I don't, it's really, there's really no call. There's nothing you're doing today. Like I can just see it. And this, something that happened today was just ridiculous. There was a guy in a dually, and this is in Austin, Texas, and he was hauling nothing. He had nothing in the back. I don't know why you're driving around in Austin with a dually. So, you know, but you could tell, you could look at the guy and the way he was driving and the way he was acting. He definitely had dually energy. You know, it's like, it's a lot like Hummer, like one of those big Hummers, like Hummer energy, but more redneck, you know? So instead of like yuppie asshole energy, like redneck asshole energy that of the same, you know, the same, like this is, you know, I'm a man. Okay. Sure you are. Obviously. You gotta really overcompensate for some bullshit. And so this guy was driving dumb, and then he gets stopped at a stoplight, and I'm behind him, and he doesn't pull up when the light turns green because he's turning left, right? We're both going to turn left, and he's one of these people that doesn't pull up when the light turns green, which drives me. I don't understand why you just pull up a little bit, because the idea is, and I know you know this, but the idea is you pull up a little bit so that you're in the intersection, so regardless of what happens, so you're ready to go as soon as there's space, as soon as there are people that are coming in the opposite direction that are passing us, as soon as they're gone, you can turn left and you're already there, and then maybe the person behind you can leave, can go too. But this guy's not doing that, and I just shake my head and kind of do this thing with my arms like, what the fuck with this guy? And he sees me in the rearview mirror, and it makes him mad because he's already Mr. Dooley Energy, and some cuck behind him on a fucking scooter just dismissed his driving. And it, I see him get mad. And it was so great. He got so mad that he sat there and waited for the light to turn yellow. And then he peeled out and all this big smoke and then drove off as if to say, fuck you, man, you wait on the light, which is fine. Because as I've said before, why the fuck are you in a hurry? I don't have anything to do. None of us do. None of us have a full schedule. I got so much shit I got to take care of today, said no one. So I don't know if he thinks he showed me, but he did not. You know, and it's too bad that I had, you know, my face covered, because I think if he saw how much I was laughing, he would have been furious. He probably would have turned back around. So maybe that's a good thing that he didn't see. But oh man, if you get the chance to piss off somebody in a huge vehicle who's clearly overcompensating for, you know, the, you know, small dick actuality into, you know, trying to become big dick energy, and you're on riding or driving something that's emasculating to somebody with that much testosterone, you know, flowing through their veins, by all means do, man. If you can make anybody in a big vehicle feel shitty while you're in your little vehicle, I'm telling you, it's the best It's just the it made my fucking day. Oh man, thank you guys for listening to me this episode and hanging in there. And one last thing, this is number 3 of 3 of the Shit Talking Chronicles, which is not what I'm going to name this episode, but I'm very close to naming this the Shit Talking Chronicles. The deal is I wish that, like, I get why people do it, and I used to years ago, and I've stopped. People still do. You still, you know, and it helps you personally when you like, I've just got to get this off my chest. So you post something, you write something out. And so I understand it. I understand why, because you want to get the validation of people liking it and going, yeah, you tell them. But I think what's interesting to me is the amount of, it's like back in the day, ancient Rome, where in a courtyard you had a bunch of, you know, you had the podiums where people were looking for messiahs. There's just a bunch of messiahs, right? Bunch of people who are like taking turns on the podium, like, listen to me, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, all right, next, give me a different messiah. It's like that, only instead of podiums, it's medium.com or, you know, or social media. It's basically a bunch of people. We have a, you know, everybody just posts and they're like, follow me, you guys, I know the way. And they don't, nobody really does, but we you know, so they talk to their echo chamber and they just go, listen, blah, and it's all shit that everybody knows. That's what irritates me, is nothing irritates me more in print form, or like in you know, yeah, in print, on when nothing that I read irritates me more than somebody who says obvious things and wants to sound like they're like I'm spitting knowledge, and they're not really. They're not saying anything that, you know, they're not bringing anything new to the table. They're just rehashing stuff everyone already knows, for the most part, and they're stating the obvious. And then they're like, you know, and they're doing in this kind of, you know, like, yeah, I know what's going on. And I'm like, I'm just trying to think, how do I, you know, here, this is what it is. They think that other people don't know what they know, instead of the reality, which is, we know. We just can't do anything about it. And we have to go to fucking work because we have rent and bills and food to buy. We have to continue living, so we can't be yelling all the time, you know, and being angry 24/7 doesn't pay very much. Really doesn't. Being outraged 24/7, the annual salary for that is quite low. And because of that, many of us are going through our life, you know, we've got life to live. So it's not that we don't care, and it's not that we don't know, and we're asleep at the wheel, and we're all a bunch of sheeple. We just have to fucking do our jobs. We're living life. So thank you, Prophet, for letting us know what we already know, because you know what? We all read the same article you did. We're all paying attention to the news just like you. And just because we're not yelling as loud as you doesn't mean we know less than you. And I just wish everyone just thought that for a second and went, oh, maybe that's, it's not that these people who vote the same way that I do, because this is who I've amassed in my friends list. It's not that they don't have the same information. It's just that they're doing other things. They don't live on Twitter like I do. That's right. We don't. This does not run our lives like it does yours. So thanks. Thanks for, you know, being there for us. But, you know, the hero we didn't ask for. Appreciate it. But just bugs the shit out of me. Just that I'm going to, you know, I got something to tell you about. Great. No one gives a shit. Thanks. Next. Bring on the next messiah. Because this one's done. It's like, I know how it works. I just can't do anything about it. I mean, I guess I could talk shit the same that you do, but I'd rather be entertaining. That's just me. And I hope you found this entertaining, because it was entertaining to say. Yes, man, God, I loved this episode. I really enjoyed that. I feel better. I feel great. I love talking shit, and I'm glad that you were here with me. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're hanging in there. I hope you're not going stir crazy. I hope you go outside. It's a beautiful day today. It's been a beautiful week. I think there's chances of rain coming in our future, like later this week. So enjoy the outdoors when you can, and you know, get some goddamn sun. It's good for you. Yeah, hang in there, guys. If you're sober, I hope you stay sober. And if you're not sober, I hope you stay sane. I'm John Raymond. We'll see you next week. Later. Let's ride.